Thursday, go to Monday's weblog. Go to the weblog for yesterday. Photo number 3 is my favorite. But, I mean, you know, what do you say, tomato? So, photos courtesy of Matt Peterson, who took them. And our lovely web mistress, Joni DeRoshi, who posted those for us. So those are up there. You go to rickemerson.com and see photos of Samantha, who is our newest 1080 girl. I believe it's not today, right, but tomorrow. Either tomorrow or Thursday. We have additional prospective 1080 girls coming in later this week, so you want to be listening for them. Coming up today, we got a Hick watch, also J-Lo watch. Coming up later on in today's show, we're going to have Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Our friend Jen Lane, publisher and brain trust behind Barfly Magazine, is going to join us in the studio as well. And we've got today's top 5 songs. Top 5 songs from this week in 1975. It was 28 years ago this week that Saturday Night Live made its debut. So we'll be counting down the top 5 songs from that day in history this week, 28 years ago. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. We're moments away from Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom at Todd Talk 1080. KOTK. Gangsta. Gangsta.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be new. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chillin', cause it's all backed up, I got the traffic from Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangsta.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangsta.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangsta.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangsta.
Yeah.
It's not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A woman who chased a little boy around a McDonald's, then rubbed hot French fries in his face is off to jail. But instead of 10 years, she could have gotten her sentence has been reduced to 4 days. Malikia Hayes has pled guilty to second-degree assault for the incident at the restaurant, which is inside a Maryland Walmart.
I'm sorry, what's the restaurant?
McDonald's.
Okay. And she did what?
She rubbed hot French fries in his face after chasing him around McDonald's.
And she is a customer or she is the worker?
She is a customer.
Okay.
Authorities say the 4-year-old boy accidentally spilled ice cream on her shirt.
Oh, it's
as
a
he
kid?
Was walking by. Yeah.
How old is the kid?
He's 4 years old. She began screaming at the boy, then she chased him around McDonald's, put him in a headlock, and rubbed hot French fries in his face. He wasn't seriously hurt. But Hayes will have to attend anger management and parenting classes.
Anger management? How about we just tie her to a chair and slowly smash each one of her toes with a hammer? That'd make me happy.
That
Jesus
sounds enjoyable.
God, man. Yeah. I can't even...
This is a McDonald's inside of a Walmart.
Imagine. What state is it in?
Maryland.
Well, Maryland seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
Maryland doesn't seem like they normally have this... I don't know if that's sort of the... a McDonald's inside a Walmart, man. It's like you just got concentric circles of hell right there. Just one overlapping another, just deeper and deeper, farther down into the bottom freaking rung of humanity.
There's a McDonald's Express inside the Fred Meyer Interstate, but it has It doesn't have the discount prices as a regular McDonald's
would. McDonald's Express. That's like the...
It's like you can't wait to get to a regular McDonald's, so you have to go to a McDonald's Express.
My ass just isn't big enough. No, I need food now. No.
At the risk of opening myself up for much ridicule...
You went to the McDonald's Express.
You went to a McDonald's Express.
But no, but I was in Walmart on Saturday. I was buying some pumpkin carving little thingies. They have little kits and little patterns and stuff doing the stuff for Halloween. Don't ask. And there's a McDonald's in the Walmart up in Vancouver.
Maybe their goal is just to get people fat enough they can't leave. Maybe that's the thing. Not unlike the witch in the house made out of sugar walls. Get the customers in there and just pack their asses so full of French fries that they're obliged to stay and buy your shoddy consumer merchandise for the rest of their lives. There's one of those not too far from my house. There's one of those Taco Bell Expresses. And the notion of a Taco Bell Express, like you're just, like precious seconds are ticking away before you get that Mexican 7-layer pizza,
They have one in McMinnville, and it's in a gas station. You get your gas, and you drive around, and you pick up your tacos.
Any restaurant that's part of a gas station is a restaurant.
And it's open 24/7, at least it was.
You don't want any part of that. Let's draw a line of distinction here. First of all, I'm not McDonald's and Taco Time. Taco Bell, they don't advertise, do they?
No.
They don't. We don't have
McDonald's
anything.
Is one of our fine advertisers on this station.
They're
they
not.
Really
I don't
are.
Think they are.
No, they're not. I've never heard
that. They used to sponsor the news.
They sponsor Metro sometimes.
They sponsor Metro, they're on all the time with spots during IMUS.
They're not one of our spots. They're one of Metro's sponsors.
No, they're on 60-second spots on during IMUS,
I'm
not
just
Metro's
saying. I'm just saying, if the good Lord had wanted you to have a sandwich made out of pancakes, he would have, he would have just made bread that way. It's all I'm saying.
They're being creative.
All right. Whatever you say. But, just the idea of having that Taco Bell Express, though, that's right there, it's just going to kill you if you just can't shove those gorditas, into your heart chambers. I can still stand upright. I need more food. I need it now. Yeah, whatever you say.
Well, Americans are not just getting fatter. They're ballooning into extremely obese proportions at a rate that alarms health experts. A study says the number of extremely obese American adults, those who are at least 100 pounds overweight, has quadrupled since the 1980s. That's about 4 million extremely obese adults, brand new ones every year. It works out to be 1 in 50. The RAND Corporation suggests the problem is partially due to overeating and underactivity. That's what created an epidemic number of Americans with less severe weight problems.
Let me understand this. The problem is partially due to overeating and underactivity. What do you suppose the rest is due to?
I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Maybe aliens are hitting us with gigantic expendo rays from planet Voltron, huh? Maybe that's what that is. When partially due. I could put an infinite number of monkeys in a room with typewriters and see if they could type out the rest of the reason for that. They're not going to come up with one. You know why? Because it's entirely due to overeating and underactivity. Because Americans are big, gluttonous, non-moving, slug-like bastards. All right? That's the reason right there. Get off your goddamn ding-dong's ass and go for a walk somewhere. Jesus. Partially due. All right. That's like saying pregnancy is partially due to having sex. All right, moving on.
Well, 5 units of the Medford Police Department responded to a call from a bus driver. A student on the bus had a gun. The bus driver stopped yesterday at the corner of Riverside and Jackson, which is familiar to Medfordians, I guess. They ran into the 15-year-old boy. A plastic toy gun was taken away from him. They say the student tucked the fake gun under his seat, and he used it to frighten fellow students who told the bus driver. Then... A school bus driver left a sleeping preschooler on a bus in Tacoma and went home from work. When the girl woke up yesterday, she was wandering around the bus area. She was found by 2 residents who took her to school. A spokesman for Tacoma School District named Patty said the transportation people feel terrible about the lapse. Mm-hmm. The substitute driver thought the bus was empty, parked it, and went home.
And her excuse should just be that she lives in Tacoma. What do you really expect from her? That's anytime you get accused of anything, what's your excuse? I'm from SeaTac. Well, okay, don't do it again.
More stories from Washington. A 14-year-old girl arrested, this is Bellingham, accused of yelling a racial slur and threatening to hang a classmate. The Whatcom County Sheriff's Office says she was arrested last night after a meeting of the Meridian High School parents near Bellingham. The meeting was called by school administrators in response to reports that nooses were found hanging around a tree at the school. Civil rights activists call them symbols of hate, and the sheriff's office is investigating. One parent at last night's meeting says her son is among the Confederate flag supporters. Oh, they're hanging Confederate flags out, too. Pat Kvasstad says the school has blown the incidents out of proportion.
You know, the thing about this, the Confederate flag, though, where was that at?
This is in Bellingham.
Bellingham?
Yeah.
Now, people in Bellingham didn't used to be that stupid. What's
going
on?
Are.
What is inbreeding or something?
So much fast food.
Let's talk about Bellingham for a second and places like that. You know, my friend Tracy was making this observation that, have you noticed this? That in certain places in the Northwest, in Washington and Oregon, there are people who inexplicably have Southern accents. Have you noticed this? And I'm not talking about people who are transplants, people who have, you know, they're from Georgia, you know, they're from Selma or something, and they moved up here. There are people in Washington State and in parts of Oregon, natives, born and raised here their entire lives, but they've got Southern accents. And that's something that puzzled me for the longest time until she cracked the code on it, though. She figured out what it is. It's not that there's people here with Southern accents. It's that there is a dumb redneck accent.
Yeah.
And it's not, see, you commonly think of it as being the South because it's very prevalent there. Draw your own conclusions. But that it's not really a Southern accent per se. It is the accent of dumb hicks. And so wherever dumb hicks congregate, they just sort of have that accent. So that accent's probably prevalent in Bellingham now because there's people hanging Confederate flags. Here's the thing about hanging Confederate flags, though. It is, I do view it as being sort of Darwinian because there's no intelligent woman of any race anywhere on earth that's ever going to sleep with one of those nitwits that's got a Confederate flag hanging outside his house. So in a generation or two, those guys are going to be gone, and the mean intelligence of this country will have gone up about 25 points. So, you know, I'm all for nitwits continuing to put Confederate flags in front of their house because it's kind of like the inverse of one of those McGruff House signs. Kind of marks the dumb people for you.
The number of sexual predators held on McNeil Island in Washington is growing, so the state has to buy a bigger ferry. The state will spend $875,000 to buy the Good Times, which has been operating as a dinner theater boat for cruises in Seattle. The vessel has been equipped to ferry guards and others to travel back and forth between Tacoma and the Special Commitment Center and a state prison on the island in South Puget Sound. The Good Time wasn't the right name for a prison ferry. It was renamed,
Visit?
The Neil Henley after a former prison guard. It seats 460. They also operate three other ferries.
And it's a dinner theater boat.
Yeah.
Yes. Sophisticated entertainment at its apex.
It is. Oh, listen to this. Back home again. This is actually from California. An Oregon farmer will take home $5,900 for growing the world's biggest pumpkin. Steve Dolitis of Pleasant Hill, Oregon, had the winning entry in the annual Pumpkin Weigh-Off at Half Moon Bay, California. The big gourd weighed 1,180 pounds.
Gourd is a funny word.
It is. He received the prize of $5 per pound. We asked Steve, what is the secret of growing giant gourds?
The secrets are all out there. There's so many great publications out there now, and the seeds are the growers are so good about swapping seeds with people that if you do your research, everyone knows what everyone's doing for the most part.
I'm not going to tell us.
I don't know how to feel.
He's
about
avoiding
that.
The question.
Yeah.
How do you grow a giant gourd?
You son of a bitch!
Somebody out there must know. If anyone out there knows how to grow a giant gourd,
don't make me beat your head in. You just give us the answer right now, you bastard. he's being dodgy. Yeah, smash his feet with a hammer. What was I saying? I had some joke I was going to make about keeping your gourds overfed and underworked, but that's a thing of the past now. That joke wouldn't be funny anymore. Where was he? Was from here?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And it's a pumpkin?
A gourd.
Okay. A gourd. Now, is it a pumpkin or is it a gourd?
A gourd.
Okay, but now that is a good. There's all kinds of gourds, though. Isn't a gourd like a genus or something?
I'm not sure of the different species of gourds. I'm not a gourd expert.
A loofah is made out of gourd. That's a random fun fact that I learned.
A loofah is not a gourd. It's
yes,
a sponge.
It is. No, it's a tropical gourd. I remember from a long time ago when I was watching.
Isn't a gourd.
It.
A gourd is like a butternut squash.
Swear to God,
is a gourd.
Look it up. A loofah is a tropical gourd.
Wow.
Something to think about.
And that's one to grow on.
Okay.
This is like an after-school special at lunch.
Yeah, WSU pays off. All right. Well, okay. A loofah is a gourd. There you go. You heard it here first, I guess. Yeah, I really don't know where to go from there. We've sort of talked all the Gord talk we can. We have nowhere to go. Let's take a break. It's 503-250-1080.
Let's talk about raising llamas.
Or 1-800-727-5955. Up next, emus. We've got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop going to join us here in a short while. Later on, we got today's top five. Top five songs from this week in 1975. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. It's one of the finest damn songs ever. It's Pulp. We'll be back. Stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Gord talk.
I remember it was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it was the one of the million-dollar questions, and everyone had guessed a sponge.
A loofah is... What, how did they phrase the question?
I don't remember.
But you remember that a loofah is a gourd.
It's a tropical gourd. We stop talking about this now. I feel retarded.
I think there's justifiable reason for that. Here's Sarah at the traffic.
I don't see any traffic problems yet. I-5 North is looking good from the city out to the Interstate Bridge. Also seeing no delays on the Banfield in either direction. This report is brought to you by the Air National Guard. Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard, work part-time, and earn retirement benefits. Log on at goang.com. That's goang.com. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We have this subject line, the new 1080 girl. Rick, I would like to vote for Sam as the hottest 1080 girl yet. It's Greg. P.S. F. Matt with the digital camera he forgot yesterday.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Well, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'll get the Laura here in a moment, as well as CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. In the Couve, it's Jesse on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, not a whole lot. What's up, Rick?
What do you got, man?
Hey, I was going to call and tell you, I know why the you get those hillbilly accents up here in the Northwest.
Okay.
It goes back to the end of the Civil War, and those Confederate soldiers that didn't have any, like, wealthy parents to go back to, you know, feared repercussions or whatever, so they just, you know, took off and just did what they always do in the Northwest, you know, hunting possums and doing some shine, all that kind of fun stuff.
And so they ended up here.
Yeah, they just took off. They were afraid that something was going to happen to them.
That explains a whole lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people always have little poor people of their own. And so that explains why the accent then stays sort of enmeshed in those small communities.
Yep.
You see, I never knew these kind of things. I learn something every day. That's Jesse in the Coof. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's get one more here. This is Laura in Southwest Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Hey.
What's your thought about career moves for Rush after his rehabilitation? You think he'll still have a job?
Oh, yeah. He's in there for, what, 30 days? They're doing guest hosts and stuff. And a couple things. I think Lycus has touched on that. You know, there's people who are just gigantic, huge, zealot-like followers. See, Rush is one of those people, for me, and I'm not going to sit and belabor the point because I talked about this a lot last week, but I'm going to say, for me, Rush is one of those people that you got to separate from the people who are fans of him. And I don't mean casual listeners. I mean, you got to separate in your mind, for me anyway, Rush from like the nattering, you know, hick morons that just sort of take everything he says as gospel. I mean, Rush is an entertainer, but there's a whole, you know what it is? It's like those people out there that think that Marilyn Manson is really a Satanist and goes home and puts babies on sticks, you know? And he doesn't. Marilyn Manson's an entertainer, and he does what it takes to provoke people and to make money. And whether or not he believes it is irrelevant, it's the same thing with Rush. So you got to separate him from the nitwits that think that what he does is serious. Yeah. But that having been said, there are a lot of people out there that'll just follow him blindly, sure. You know, whatever he does.
Sure.
And the other thing I will say is this, is that Rush is a good enough entertainer and a good enough radio host and good enough at what he does that guy will have a job doing talk radio for as long as he wants it, anywhere he wants it, and I don't think it'll ever be on a small scale. People don't really remember this. This is something that people don't really have a lot of recollection of. But back in the early 90s, you know, Rush didn't just do politics. People kind of forget that, but he did, you know, he talked about... I mean, he did talk a lot about current events, and a lot of what he did was political driven.
Yeah, he was a little more versatile back then,
but
wasn't he?
I remember listening, just as one anecdote, I remember listening back in 1992, where I was listening to Rush's show one day, and Peter Gabriel had just put out this album called Us that had this song called Steam, and I remember Rush did an entire hour one time just dissecting this Peter Gabriel song, verse by verse, and talking about how this Peter Gabriel song was the best thing he'd ever heard. He did 60 solid minutes of radio talking about a single Peter Gabriel song. And you know what? I sat and listened to the entire hour because it was great. He's an entertaining guy, and he'll have a job as long as he wants.
Well, you know, he may just switch back to that type of format, change his format altogether, because a lot of his real right-wing attitudes may not fly now.
I think that it would be one of the best things for his radio program if he got back to being a little more diverse, which
I
is
agree.
How he used
I
to
agree.
Be. All right.
Take care, Rick.
There you go. There's Laura in Southwest Portland. All right, it's Tim Riley in the KFTK Newsroom.
So the Bush administration has formally submitted a new Iraq resolution to the United Nations. They hope somebody else will send in troops and pay for post-war Iraq. Kofi Annan really isn't happy with the Bush administration's newest proposal, though.
Obviously, the current resolution does not represent a major shift in the thinking of the coalition. However, I am grateful that they have taken into account some of my preoccupations. And, of course, I will implement any resolution that the Council might adopt, bearing in mind the constraints that we are all aware of.
How to grow a cord?
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about.
He really doesn't like it.
Okay.
A German man is to appear in court charged with teaching his dog to give the Hitler salute. The black sheepdog mix named Adolf has been taught to lift his right paw straight up. Police were called to the scene in Berlin when Roland T., who's 54, shouted at passersby last year. When the patrol arrived, he allegedly showed him a trick he taught his dog to give the salute, along with Adolf, and shout, Sieg Heil. Now he's been charged with using symbols of unconstitutional organizations. If found guilty, gets 3 years in prison. Adolf will probably be sent to a pet shelter. A local animal protection agency said the dog shouldn't be judged for what the owner taught it. It makes me sick to think someone's using this dog as an instrument of his deranged brain.
It's not, I mean, don't dogs just kind of do that all the time anyway? I guess that's just when they're taking a whiz. But
that would be the back foot.
He's ambidextrous now. I guess it's good to know that they're not just confined to Bellingham, though. You know, it's redneck nitwits the whole world over.
Anyway, the tiger that mauled Roy of Siegfried and Roy is out of quarantine. Montecor was kept isolated for 10 days to make sure he didn't have rabies. He didn't. He'll live out his days at the animal habitat at the Mirage Hotel. And that's not a bad place for any animal.
No, that place is cool. You go to the Mirage, they got this whole, have you seen it? This whole glassed-in tiger exhibit. And I'm not all that into nature and whatnot, but you can go. There's this huge cage where they got these tigers. They're just, you know, kind of, man, that's the sweet life, by the way. Can I tell you that? Man, my next life, I'm coming back as an animal on display in a casino somewhere. It's so much better even than being in a zoo. You know, in a zoo, you always get fat little grubby kids coming by throwing popcorn at you and whatnot. You're just one of those. You're one of those tigers, man. You're in this big glassed-in room. It's huge, just like you and two other tigers. They come by, give you the grub. You got the hot, you know, sunlight's beating down on you. The entire time we were there, all they did was sleep. Guy comes in, throws a little rubber ball at him. Come on, play with the ball. Tiger just bats it away, back to sleep. You can walk through this glass bridge and see the tigers laying, you know, 6 inches above you on this glass floor, you know, that you're standing right underneath. I mean, it's just, it's amazing stuff. And it's, you know, and of course it's free because it's all underwritten by the casino. But that's totally, man, I'm going to get working on my karma right now. Come back as a tiger at the Mirage.
Or some other animal, like the Dalmatian that travels with the Clydesdales with Budweiser. He gets his own first class hotel suite.
Is that true?
That is true.
Ah, man. It's a dog's life for me.
Getting back to tigers, there's been another tiger attack in Nevada. Sarah Roy was bitten on the leg and dragged like a rag doll.
Wait, her name is Roy?
Yeah.
That's completely great.
Sarah Roy.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
She's bitten on the leg and dragged like a rag doll, which she tried to clean up Tigger the Tiger's cage at a wildlife sanctuary.
It was the scariest thing I've ever been through, definitely. And I'm lucky he let me live, so something I'm very thankful for.
She's not badly hurt, a few stitches here and there, but she's a little bit shaken.
You know, the prey and to have a big predator just going to kill you, it's a feeling that it's amazing.
Still, she can't wait to heal up and return to work taking care of Tigger the Tiger.
As soon as I'm able to physically go back, I'll be back out there. I miss him so bad. And it wasn't his fault. It's never the animal's fault.
No, I think we're all pretty much in agreement that it's somebody's fault other than Tigger the Tiger. You get yourself into trouble because you know what it is? Because you're tempting the ironic gods of comedy by naming the tiger. It's like naming him Fluffy or Harmless or something. You know, it's like putting, no, this ship is unsinkable. There is no way that this ship can be, you know, and you're just up there asking whoever the god of, is there a god of,
tigers?
No. No, there is a god of tigers. It's, and I knew it until you asked me. Well, it's gone now.
It's like the god of irony?
I was gonna say irony, but there's no god of irony. There's probably a god of comedians, though. Maybe it's St. Genesius. Then, or that wouldn't be a god, that'd be a saint.
And Tigger the Tiger? Well, he can't wait to see Sarah again, either.
Yeah, because a tiger looks at you and he just sees a bunch of honey-cured ham pressed into the shape of a thing that walks upright. That's all he's looking at, man. I mean, so, you know.
Oh, gee, listen to this. There must be those candles. Those candles must come back when you blow them up. The USA Network is planning a sequel to 16 Candles. It's going to be called 32 Candles.
No,
32
no.
Candles. It takes place 16 years after the
original. I'm not hearing this.
Okay.
Okay, the funny thing about that image is that you're sitting there covering your ears up.
I have to hear more information.
Over your headphones.
No, I don't. Okay, hold on. I'm taking off. I don't want to hear about any 16 Candles sequel. I'm taking off.
Tim, is Molly Ringwald going
to
be in it?
All right. Hold on. I've got to find something else to.
Let's bring back Tigger the Tiger.
All right. I'm covering my ears.
Okay. USA Network is planning a sequel to 16 Candles. It'll be called, what else? 32 Candles. It takes place 16 years after the original that starred Molly Ringwald, John Cusack, and Anthony Michael Hall, but it doesn't say if they're going to be in it. That's all we know at the moment. And now, back to regular programming, already in progress. Well, it certainly is a nice day out there today, isn't it?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any more 16 Candles sequel.
No, that'll do it for today, no. Daniel Morton's car looks like it's riddled with gunfire, and that's the idea. The Michigan man placed 10 decals of bullet holes on his 1999 Honda Accord to give it a shot-up look. He says he's just trying to be different, and he's not alone. There's a company in Michigan that offers vinyl stickers that look like 50 caliber holes, or smaller stickers that look like holes from a .22. A website for the company, U.S. Auto Trends of Sterling Heights, says they're so real-looking you can touch them with your own finger and tell. But the head of Crime Victims Association says it's not funny. Gregory Wim says it sends the wrong message to young folks.
It's like those jeans. Remember they put those jeans in the 80s that came with the... Is this something they did or is this something that I thought of? I can never tell anymore.
What did they do?
Jeans that have bullet holes, and then when you buy the jeans, they come with a little plastic baggie attached that actually have the shell casings. Is that something that existed, or is that something I thought of? See, Howie, it's difficult to be me sometimes, because it's like, the whole world is just this swirl of things that I may have thought of, or that may exist, but I'm never really sure. It's kind of like those paranoid schizophrenics, you know, that it's like some guy that claims he's riding around on a reptilian from the planet Aknok, you know, and it's like, you don't, maybe it's real, but then he sees the postman, and that's real, you know? I'm just saying. Okay, we'll be back. We got more on the way. It's a Rick Emerson show. Stay there.
Want to lose all what they said. You know I was better off dead.
live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I don't want to know anything about any sequel to any John Hughes film.
I can't. They're not going to get the original actors.
No, well, that was like well, they're doing a whole lot. Like, what is Anthony Michael Hall doing?
He's sitting, doing that show on USA.
Oh, that's right. He's doing The Dead Zone.
Yeah.
He's doing The Dead Zone. And,
John Cusack's still making some.
John Cusack is John Cusack.
But he's starting to make some bad movies.
Yeah, but I mean, but it doesn't matter. That guy will have a
and
career.
And Molly Ringwald's doing, like, Broadway, I think.
Is she?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I know she was living in France.
Of course. Doesn't she seem like the type of person to
she
go off
does.
And live in France? I never like. You know, I always preferred Ally Sheedy anyway. Screw Molly Ringwald. Screw her and her stupid French ear.
You are such a liar.
What?
You would have banged Molly Ringwald.
Well, that's not really a litmus test about whether or not we preferred somebody else to her. Guys would bang a piece of toast, really, if that's all that was available. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
I-5 southbound seeing no problems from the Markham Bridge down to Highway 217. Also eastbound on the Banfield seeing no delays between I-5 and 205. However, 205 southbound is the Columbia exit is closed due to a semi rolling over earlier this morning. Actually, that was last night, causing some delays as you're heading up 205 southbound or down. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You know, until the end of time, this will be simultaneous. Every time I hear the song, it's just inextricably linked with the image of Christopher Walken on that luggage rack. Is that the new Sheryl Crow? Not this here, but that you hold in your hands?
It is. It's her new single, The First Cut is the Deepest.
It's her new sinkhole. That's exactly what it sounds like you're saying there.
And it's a song written by Cat Stevens, so that should be good.
All right. We should play
that. Did I sound like that yesterday?
No, you were sort of a... sort of a thing.
I sound a lot more like Death Warmed Over
you
yesterday.
You kind of sounded like the Don.
I don't think I'm as flebby as you were yesterday.
Flebby.
Flubby?
Flebby. Flebby.
Say this.
M's are
say,
hard to pronounce.
Yeah. I was going to say, marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Marshmallow. I got it.
That's great. I could do this all day. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. All right, we're playing the new Sheryl Crow later on that I haven't heard of yet. And we've got another submission for It's the Worst Song Ever. We may or may not be getting to that. Also, Hick Watch, J-Lo Watch, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero, today's top five. It's all on the way. Can you imagine? Can you believe how much stuff is on the way? In the meantime, we welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our man in Los Angeles, CNN Radio correspondent James Roop. How are you, my friend?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. There's this Martian death flu kind of going around here that's killing off our producers one by one. So if you're looking for a new gig, there may be something open. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Because I picked up the paper this morning, and there's everybody in California is going on strike, apparently.
Seems that way, yeah.
And here's the only reason I care about this. Is this going to be another one of those things? Didn't this happen last year at the ports or something? And it was one of those things that was going to screw me about 6 months later when it came to buying stuff.
Yeah, there was there's been a lot of strikes here. But you're talking about the cargo, the strike that the dock workers.
That's right, right. And I remember I cared about that because it was going to jack up the price of stuff I was going to buy.
Well, it won't affect you. This one won't affect you.
Okay, good.
You know, any of these won't.
Okay,
There are three sort of labor actions going on right now. The L.A. County sheriffs continue their sick outs, so to speak, for the past 3 weeks. And then we're in the third full day of the grocer strike and now the first day of the transit strike.
All right. And so,
I think I might walk a picket line here.
Yeah, you should go. Yeah, go on strike. See how that's going to work out for you.
Yeah.
Strikes always work out. We work really well for radio people. That's we got the radio people. They're known for their strong unions.
Yeah, boy.
So, all right. So this is just, so that's we've got now what? So let's. I know you just told me that, but we got the restaurant or the supermarket folks.
Supermarket folks.
And the mechanics.
Yeah.
And is that it?
Well, the LA County Sheriff's
and the sheriffs.
Having a dispute too, but they're not officially striking. They're just calling in sick.
All right. Okay. So this is officially no longer a story I care about. It's officially
It will not directly impact you, no.
If it doesn't impact me, you know what it is? It's like environmental problems. People ask me, aren't you worried about the environment? And I say no. And they say, why not? I say, because I'm going to be dead. I don't have any children. I could care. There's no way I could care less about the environment.
But you know what? With the grocer strike, though, I believe there are more strikers in other stores. You know, Kroger's is Ralph's, kind of thing. I believe other strikes are happening around the country too, so it may wind up in Portland. I don't know.
Well, and Portland is like lousy with unions, man. Portland is, and look, and I'm all for the working man getting an honest deal. I'm all for getting the hobnailed boot of the man off our throats. But in Portland, it's like people in Portland they do two things. They protest and they strike just at the drop of a freaking hat. I mean, just constantly. I was walking my Powell's bookstore, which is there's a huge bookstore. It's about half a mile from here. And there was like 700 people, standing out front screeching about something. And what do we want? When do we want it? Now! I don't even know what they were protesting. Just out there because it's a Saturday and it's what you do. Although Kroger does own Fred Meyer. Which is up here apparently.
Right.
Who knows if that's going to affect this? I don't know. I have nothing. I have no further input on this. Let's talk about gourds for a second. Did you know that the loofah is a tropical gourd?
I just thought it was a cellulite thing and old people use in showers.
It's
a sponge. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, it's the thing. But Sarah informed me that it's a tropical gourd because we had in California grew like a 3,000-pound gourd. He grew a 3,000-pound pumpkin of some kind.
Yeah, was that a pumpkin?
It was. It was a pumpkin. And normally the only thing that you can get to grow that big is zucchini. And zucchini, I don't know if this happens in California, but it's like, do you remember when you grew up and your mom would like be growing zucchini and you'd sort of forget about it halfway through summer and you go out there and there'd be these zucchini the size of kayaks. You know what I mean? Just full on like the size of small boats out there. It's unbelievable. You can't even do anything with them. This has just been the biggest complete waste of airtime right here that we've done.
I apologize.
No, it's not. No, I mean, not that you're a waste of airtime. I'm saying here, I've brought you to the phone. I've probably taken time away from other stations that want to discuss the news, and we're just talking about gourds.
Care less about other stations.
That's the right attitude. See, that's exactly the sort of can-do attitude that has made CNN the news-gathering organization that it is.
Well, right now I'm working for you, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Do you guys still use James Earl Jones there at CNN?
I don't know. I think they use him, and there's a lady who does one. This is CNN, and then there's another. There's a couple of different ones. There's some guy with a southern accent. I hear that once in a while. So
right.
I think they're being diverse in their promo spots.
Let me ask you this: do you know if New York Stock Exchange correspondent Rhonda Schaffler is married or otherwise taken?
Would you like me to find out?
If you could find out, really, and try to do it in a way that doesn't convey that I'm a creepy stalker who has long, detailed fantasies about her.
I'll make it seem like I'm the creepy stalker, and I'll find out the information for you.
See, that's throwing yourself on the landmine for a friend. That's what pals. See, that's what, Sarah, that's what men do. It's a bond among men there.
Sure.
See, he's taking one for the team there.
Because I'm married, so it doesn't matter to me what I seem like to other people.
Yeah,
Rick, aren't you almost married yourself?
I'm just saying that I feel Rhonda and I have a certain connection. There's a certain sort of kismet.
Is she the one who looks like Monica Lewinsky?
Yes, she is. That's exactly who she is. You have a discerning eye, Sarah. So if you could find that out, I'd be eternally indebted to you.
Sure.
All right, excellent.
That's a piece of cake. I can find that out.
All right, there you go. The CNN radio correspondent and... an aspiring matchmaker, Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Excellent. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. I got about the 40 seconds. Do we have something short?
No.
Okay. It's 503-250-1080. We've got, let's see, email here. Samantha. Rick, Samantha, your new 1080 girl looks like Crystal Bernard. And that's good. Yeah, see? That's what I was saying. She looks like a whole lot of, other attractive women. All right, you can see pictures of Samantha, by the way, our new 1080 girl at rickemerson.com. Coming up next hour, Hick Watch, J-Lo Watch, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the Front Desk, then later on News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, Today's Top 5, and Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. Hey, it's K.
Hot Talk 1080, Hot Talk, KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's a minute after one. I'm Jim Riley. The fun is on at Hat Trick Thursday with your Winterhawks. Be at the Memorial Coliseum this Thursday when Portland battles Everett. Hot dogs, sodas, and fun, just $2 each. Tickets start at $10 through Ticketmaster or WinterHawks.com. Some breaking news here. ODOT plans on shutting down all southbound lanes of I-205 near Columbia Boulevard for at least an hour beginning at 1:30 to remove that wrecked truck and trailer. Now, they blame a medical emergency for that overnight crash that left the freeway strewn with merchandise bound for Costco. Shortly after 10:30 last night, a truck with Swift Transportation headed south, and it slammed into a concrete barrier, dumping its load of merchandise all over the roadway. The truck slid about 100 feet before coming to a rest. The accident snarled traffic all the way through, well, noontime today. Now, according to police, the truck's driver, 30-year-old Andy Thompson, has been arrested for DUI, but was released after authorities learned it was a medical problem. Officers at the scene said Thompson was completely disoriented and couldn't pass sobriety tests. Oh, by the way, cleanup could cost $150,000. That goes, part of that goes to the lost merchandise. Anyway, Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Yes, still more showers, same for tonight. Tim Riley, KOTK News.